Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's do this. All right. Greg Cosell in an hour. I hope you did your homework.
The homework's done. I'm just... Thank God that's over.
Which part?
Tuesday.
Oh, you're right. I thought you were going to say the crossover. I'm like,
No, I love the crossover.
Crossover's the best. Crossover is the best part of our professional day, and I know you don't take offense to that. You know what I mean by that.
Of course, yeah. And I'm going to praise him because I know he's not listening, but the point he made some weeks ago was about what we were talking about, where a lot of these NBA players, they don't care about winning. They don't care about winning as much as they care about the bag. And there are certain people like, and we're lucky that we have, I don't know, three of them, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. They are all about winning and they've won. And I do think LeBron is also in that same category. But you could look at many of the stars in the association. You could look at guys making 40-something million and they could give a rat's ass whether or not they win or not. And I do think that is... a big problem with the association.
I don't know if it's a problem. I agree with your premise, though.
It was Steiny's premise.
Well, except for the idea.
Not anymore.
Let's go back to, let's take some of the stars you're talking about when you say they're all about winning. Well, that's because they have. That's because they're on the other side of it. If you really got them in an honest moment, you said to Draymond Green and Steph Curry, you've got to give one back, either the rings or the status. What you've achieved, the status. And I know those things are a little bit hand in hand.
Right.
To a degree. But like your stardom, your shoe deal, your $60 million a year contract, who you are. You are Steph Curry. You are considered one of the best all time. And I know you're not considered that without the rings. But you get what I'm saying. Like part of your life or the actual rings. What would you give back? Like would you trade... being Steph Curry, would you trade Under Armour in exchange for being, you know, Patrick McCaw? You could have the rings, but you don't get any of the Steph. Or would you rather be Steph and not have the rings? I don't think that what you're saying is a criticism. I think that's being a human being. That's the way we all look at it. If you work over at Home Depot, are you freaking out like we have got to finish ahead of Lowe's this quarter? Or do you just want your job? You want your job. You want it to go well. You want your check. And then you want to go home with your family and have your life.
I'm thinking about a different stratosphere.
Of course.
I'm thinking about more like the Zach Levines, a guy who's making 42. And, it'd be cool if we were kind of there at the end and I had a chance to get one of those. But I'm making 42. So for me, it's more about that level of player, guys who are making the bag and they don't have to be held to any real standard. And, you know, I don't want to name check too many other people because I don't know these people personally, but you can look around the association and find guys who are making, you know, 9-figure deals and they're not on teams that win. And I don't even know if they are if they're going crazy for that. Like Damian Lillard for me is a great example. He did what he did in Portland for as long as he could. And he went to Milwaukee and he's like, you know what? I want to chase the ring. And he was already making the bag. He didn't have to leave to go do that. And he got hurt. And now he's back in Portland. And maybe now he's more in checkout mode. But I look at the league and I look at the problem with the association. And it's too many players and too many teams they're just chilling. And you don't have to really even play. You get paid no matter what.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I think sometimes guys do the whole, like, I want to win. I've got to get after the rings. It's all about winning. They do that in some cases, not all cases, because they sort of feel like they have to. Like, that's what the fan base kind of demands. We want people to be built like Kobe Bryant. And the real is that almost nobody is. Like, most people are not that maniacal. And in fact, similar to what Steiny said a few minutes ago, let's not act like those guys are great teammates. They're hell to be around until they start to come out of it. Kobe Bryant started being well-liked once he had kids and the end of his career was near and he tore his Achilles. And then he was like, I think we should start doing entertainment. How about Showtime? How about a podcast? How about if I'm a hashtag girl dad and I start being nice to everybody around me? He got it. But he wasn't like that before. He was hell to be around for his teammates before that because he was maniacal about winning. And if you weren't, he hated you. That's not how most people are in the association or anywhere else in life. I'm not really triggered by that. I get it. People are trying to like live their lives. They're trying to do their thing. And this conversation a little bit inspired by Jonathan Kuminga. Like that's the part of this that I have no problem with. If Jonathan is about a max contract and a shoe deal and a logo and a job as an NBA one, good for you. Then do that. There's no hard feelings. But again, that job's full here. And so does that mean that he can't play here? It doesn't unless he's hell-bent on that role and the Warriors are hell-bent on the role that they see for him. And those things have never matched. They've never matched. And that's all that this is. That's all that it is. We've turned it into Kerr doesn't develop people and he hates young people and Jonathan's a selfish jerk and all. No, they just have completely different visions for one another. And that's fine. And they're both very stubborn about those visions. So they've never been able to find that common ground where everybody feels good.
Well, now they're in a spot where there should be common ground because he's got a one-year deal with a team option, and if the team is going to trade him, then he needs to keep his value high, and if the team is going to keep him, then he needs to play at the level that they actually would want to keep him. And Steve Kerr actually had this comment, and I was reading the Tim Kawakami article earlier today. He had a conversation with Steve Kerr, and Steve is basically saying, you know, Kuminga, you got life-changing money, and I know it's not the deal you wanted, but what you got is a really big deal, and you know that's what you have. And so now it's up to you and it's up to us to try to do the best by each other and make this work. And you know, there was no talk about a trade at the deadline or keeping him for 2 years or whatever, but I do think that the overarching reality is it is in each other's best interest for him to play well, for them to play him and have him be in the best possible spot. That way, either they trade him or they trade him, and the value is high.
Right, but they're going to play him, I firmly believe, in the role that they would like to play him.
Of course.
So that's what I appreciated yesterday about what Steve Kerr said. Did you all want him to blow sunshine up your ass? It sounds to me like some people wanted that. You wanted Steve Kerr to come out and be inauthentic. this contract in no way, shape, or form represents the two sides getting together. You know what I mean? I've had a few people kind of hit us with the comment off of this conversation. Well, if that's how the Warriors felt, then why keep him? I'd argue they didn't. They didn't. If they wanted to, quote, keep him, they'd have offered him 5 years and $150 million. But that's not what this contract represents. It also doesn't represent Jonathan Kuminga wanting to stay. I think, did he say last week when he was asked, does he want to be a Warrior? His response was something along the lines of, well, I'm here, right?
I do.
Exactly. I'm here. It's like, right, you're here. So what does that mean? You want to be a Warrior? No, he wouldn't say the words. Because, no. Plan A is trade Jonathan in February. That's plan A. I don't know if plan A is going to happen. Plan A doesn't always happen. You've got a three-year-old.
Yep.
Does plan A happen on most days?
Oh, boy. Yesterday, we were down to about plan G, as it turned out. No nap, and I got home, and she was already asleep. Well, I mean, I got home eventually, midnight. Shout out the Bay Bridge and a stalled big rig. But, yeah, so plan A for me yesterday was walk to my parking garage, drive home, and be home at 7:05, like every other day.
And what time did you get home?
8:30.
Dude.
8:30.
No, it was...
actually tipped me off, because you put down your window, and you're like... Going to be a long one now. And I said, thanks, bro.
Well, you would have already known. You can see it.
Yep.
The second you... Was anybody in downtown San Francisco yesterday afternoon at rush hour?
It was a total Schmidt show.
You walk out whatever door you walked out of. No, that was good. You walk out of any door and you look at one street, any intersection, and you're like, oh, damn it, the Bay Bridge is blocked. Yep. You can see it. You can see whenever something's going on the bridge.
As a pedestrian and you're trying to cross a street and there are five cars in the intersection.
You can cross any street you want because no one's going anywhere.
Right.
You could literally cut someone off and they won't hit you.
Sure.
Because there's another car 2 inches in front of them.
And if they hit you, they're going 1 mile an hour. Ow! That really hit me.
I was feeling for the Waymos. The Waymos must have been super confused.
Dude.
They're like, what's going on? But you can't talk to the Waymo. You can't tell them, yeah, there's an accident on the bridge or a stalled truck or whatever it was. Anyway, so look.
Yeah, plan A, plan B, whatever.
Yeah, but plan A is trade Jonathan. That's plan A. Nothing changed. The contract was simply a means to an end. The contract was a way for everybody to continue to function and not ruin a season and not ruin Jonathan's career and all of that. Like, everything about it suggested that. It's essentially a one-year deal. Like, everybody's going to get out of this as soon as possible. Yes, plan B, C, D could develop. Who knows? Anyway, look, Greg Cosell is going to join us in 45 minutes. There's some quarterbacking stuff we want to get to ahead of that. But this conversation was born out of the crossover and these comments from Steve Kerr at practice yesterday when he was asked, coming out of the Sunday preseason game, hey, how do you think it went with Kuminga when he was out there with the starting group, when he was out there with both Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green?
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like, that lineup makes perfect sense. But, you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately, it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp, too. And so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then, you know, it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
I think that's kind of a two-inch putt. That's not the controversial statement that I feel like some would like to make it out to be. What he said when they left was, we're going to give this a whirl in camp. So then they arrive at camp. It looks exactly the same way it did last year, and Steve is acknowledging that. Then he said, but it's early in camp, so that whole thing that we promised to work on, we will. But they're certainly not there yet.
No, and it's Al for me. Like, Al's the key, because if you can play Kuminga at four and Al Horford at the five and Draymond's out, Steph is in, theoretically, even if it's Moses or you know, Steph Curry, it allows you to have a little bit more of that spacing that you would need. If it's Kuminga and Jimmy and Draymond, well, that's not going to work. No chance. You don't have any shooting on that team.
Are we looking at quarterbacking all wrong? So let's take the Mac Jones, Brock Purdy thing and expand this to the whole league. Are we just planning out the whole quarterback position all wrong? I would like to ask that question. I'd like to explain why I'm asking that question. And let's get into that. 888-957-9570. The question we're going to end up at is, forget who the quarterback is. Would you pay any of them $50 to $60 million? Is that the right way to go about quarterbacking in the NFL? We're also sponsored by Moderna, and coming up next, we'll tell you a little bit about how you can get a special look at the Warriors for only $5. So we'll tell you about that in just a second. This is Swithard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dub Nation, it's Jimmy Butler. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah! Jimmy Buckets!
Jimmy!
Hey, we didn't get that last year because he was late.
Yep.
He showed up late.
And what's up with that, Jimmy?
Yeah, why did you not show up till February?
Yep.
The audacity.
Seriously. Come on, Batman. Jack together. I like that one.
Yeah,
I'm
too.
Batman.
Right. I hope we do get some alternative rejoins from these guys. I don't know if it doesn't have to be about me and my picks, because turns out my picks don't stink.
Well, they don't this year.
17-5, dog. Better recognize. The pick is in for tomorrow, too.
I do recognize.
Yeah, you do.
Tomorrow's Philly and the Giants?
That sounds right.
You can't say the pick is in and then not
know
who's playing.
No, I have a sheet. And actually, they'll be... There's five picks this week.
Five?
Two Monday nights again.
Is there two Monday nighters?
Yep.
All right, so Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday
Giants,
night, Monday
Philly,
night, and Niners.
Niners, Detroit, KC, Buffalo at Atlanta, Washington hosting Chicago off a bye.
I knew Washington and Chicago was Monday night. Buffalo and Atlanta's Monday night too?
Correct, yeah.
Damn.
It's a...
I have mixed feelings about the double Monday night. I liked it. Is one of them at 4 o'clock and the other one at 7?
No, or 4 and 5:30.
Okay.
It's a staggered.
They did the one time where there was one at 4 and one at 7. And then I was like, yeah, dog, let's play the doubleheader.
It's like you after a third Manhattan.
Ooh, that doesn't happen very often.
Staggered. It's a staggered start. It's a staggered mark.
If I do a third, it's usually a beer.
Yeah.
I mean, and three Manhattans.
No, it's aggressive. It's aggressive.
That's going to have to be a very specific night. And we're probably going to have to be at a hotel where we have a room.
Or on a honeymoon. Big Mac, Big Mac.
then we would have a fifth.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was different. Oh, God, that was a good trip. Anyway, the Warriors and Blazers play tonight at 7 o'clock. Guess where you can hear the game?
Here?
Yeah, 95.7 the game. We're the home of the Warriors. Plus, the first 10,000 fans are going to receive a commemorative Stephen Curry, all-star MVP bobblehead. I don't like that this copy calls him Stephen. We don't do that around here. That's way too formal.
The man's name is Wardell.
Thank you. Steph Curry, all-star MVP bobblehead. Do not miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors ground, the place where all the magic comes to life. So go to warriors.com right now for tickets. Don't forget, the Warriors have got their annual open practice at Chase Center tomorrow at 5:30. And fans get a very rare kind of behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice. Tickets for this are only $5, with all the proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation. Tickets can be purchased at warriors.com/open practice. Is this the one where they make somebody sing? Like, is this the one where people, the rookies are going to have to sing.
Yeah, I think a couple years ago, Trace Jackson, or maybe it was last year, Trace Jackson Davis sang, was it a Beyonce song?
Halo.
And didn't, Quentin Post did something. Quentin Post embarrassed himself.
I think he sang Don't Stop Believing last year, something like that.
Don't Stop Believing is actually harder to sing than people realize. It's a big karaoke pick, and then people go, they get into it, and they're like, oh, hell.
Yeah, a lot of high notes in there now.
I didn't realize. I thought it was going to be okay. I did that one time with Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Look at you.
I did that one time, right? See, Granny's a throwback. He knows. And I was like,
one hit wonder.
Yeah, this is going to be easy. You know, Come On Eileen. And then you get in there, and the non-chorus lines are going so fast. I was like, I can't keep up. And I think they turned me off.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's fine if you're doing the chorus. The chorus is easy. Come on, Eileen. But the rest of the song, I didn't think it through.
Yeah,
there might have been alcohol.
Oh,
it's possible. There was alcohol. But you get into that, and it's like, but it's just going, what? I lost it.
Yeah.
It was like, it was like being on a scooter when you hit the gas a little bit too hard.
When you can't sing, karaoke is a lot like being Patrick Bailey at the plate. You're probably going 1 for 5 on a good day. You might hit one of those home runs.
Maybe.
You might hit one of those, like, walk-off grand slams. And that, my karaoke career, I'm probably 1 for 12, but my one hit was a walk-off grand slam.
Well, I actually finally got to the point where I found my niche in karaoke, because I was 0 for. I was like 0 for 3.
Yeah.
I did Pearl Jam one time. I thought I nailed it. Crowd had mixed reviews. But I was like, one time I ended up with a whole group, and they're like, we're doing Boys to Men. And I'm like, ooh, those are some good voices to try to figure out. But then to get up there and do the Boys to Men, and it's going horribly. But then it gets to the part where the bass guy just talks.
That would be you.
I'm like, I got this.
Yeah.
Girl.
There it is.
You know we belong together.
You win.
And I'm like, that's it. I found that. I'll do that. So if anybody wants to do Boys to Men karaoke, I'll be the fourth guy. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm going to sit there and watch.
Yeah, the Temptations, too, for those of you who are older like me. They also have a voice like that
best,
in there.
Best Christmas album there is.
Okay.
Temptations.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, apologies to Nat King Cole and all of the rest.
Sure.
Anyway, are we looking at quarterback completely wrong? Like, completely wrong. And I'm just asking this question. I would love a bunch of, you know, like, let's all talk this out. 888-957-9570. I don't know that there's a right answer or a wrong answer here. I really don't. But I started thinking about this. And yes, it's inspired by Mac Jones, at least in part. It's inspired by a bunch of quarterbacks this year. Mac Jones is one of them. He's come in and he's won 3 football games, 2 of them on the road as a backup quarterback. You've detailed this. That is wildly rare.
Yep.
Incredibly rare. Does he deserve some credit for that? There's zero question. I don't know how you can't. I also don't think if you're talking Mac or Brock, I don't think you can get too far into the conversation without bringing up the name Kyle Shanahan. So let's look around the league because it's not just Mac Jones. You were talking about this earlier this week too. Baker Mayfield has rebirthed his career. Sam Darnold has rebirthed his career. It appears that Daniel Jones is in the process of rebirthing his career. Am I missing anyone? Are there any other, like, cast-offs?
Geno Smith has already rebirthed it.
Geno Smith, it's not a great moment to do that, but you're right.
No, but, I mean, he had a rebirth in Seattle, and sure. Now it's, you know, he got paid in Vegas, and so it's a bit of a rebirth.
I mean, I think we have to bring up Jared Goff.
No doubt.
Like, Jared yep. Goff was a throwaway and somebody that somebody didn't want. And now he is the author of what's probably the best offense in football. So we'll throw Jared Goff into this. And then I was also thinking about who wins the Super Bowl. And I was thinking about how everybody always does this. Well, there's Josh Allen, and then there's Lamar Jackson. And I'm like, nope, never even been to a bowl. Lamar Jackson, nope, never even been to a bowl. Joe Burrow's been to a bowl, but he's been hurt more often than he's been to the bowl. And then there's Patrick Mahomes, who we both agree is kind of the guy who does both, which is great quarterback and great system, which is why maybe they've won so many Super Bowls. But if the best quarterbacks largely don't even go to the Super Bowl, and then some guys who are considered the worst quarterbacks, the cast-offs, can suddenly find success when they just find the right coach and the right system, is it fair for all of us to have a conversation about whether the quarterback is, in effect, overpaid? All of them. You know, like, is football actually being more driven by the system than it is being driven by the quarterback?
Yeah, interesting that you say that, because today's deep dive for Dibs, brought to you by, the ocean.
Unsponsored at this hour.
Sure, but I would love to get it sponsored by
anything that's wet is an option here.
This take is wet.
Yeah, John Miller could come in and do the open.
I looked at every team and how many different human beings they've had start at quarterback since the year 2010.
Okay.
And this was all born out of the fact that Joe Flacco, I guess, is now going to start for the Bengals. And, you know, Dylan Gabriel is starting for the Browns. And so I just wanted to think, how many quarterbacks have the Browns had starting a game since 2010?
Since 2010, okay.
Not 6, not 7. I don't know how high LeBron can go.
So we're 15 years.
This would be year 16, but
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you let the cat out of the bag. Didn't you tell us?
Did I tell you?
I thought you said it was 28.
28.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen.
I was
28.
Listening.
And I'm not going to ask you to name them, but
I'd like to try to see how many I could get.
Well, it would be fun if you could try to name the 14 that have started for the Niners.
Ooh.
And so as I went through, I did Cleveland first, then I did the Niners, and I was like, ooh, the Niners have 14. I wonder where that ranks in the league. And so I went through all 32 teams.
Okay, since 2010?
The league average is 13.34.
So the Niners are right on the average.
Right on the average.
14?
Yeah, and so I thought, also, before we get into, like, who actually have started, I thought, Mark, like, are the really good teams those teams that have had very few people actually start at quarterback? And that's not necessarily the case. And what you just said leading into this is what made me actually bring out my list, because it's more about the coach, the system, and the stability, because the team that has had the fewest different people start at quarterback, they have 2 playoff wins. Since 2010.
Yep.
San Diego. They've only had four different human beings start at quarterback. Four. And you go from Norv to McCoy to Anthony Lynn to Staley.
Wait a minute. The Chargers only have four since 2010.
Four.
Breeze, Rivers, obviously Herbert.
I don't know if it's Breeze.
Was that pre? Maybe that was pre 2010.
No, but your point is well made because
Rivers, Herbert.
Rivers like started forever.
And then wait a minute, what's his name with Tyrod Taylor?
Yep.
Because Herbert, that's who Herbert replaced when he had the shot go wrong.
Lung punctured.
Yeah, the lung got punctured. So Taylor started at least the first, that was like three games that year. And then Herbert as a rookie came in and he's held the job since. But I feel like Herbert got hurt one of these years. Herbert got hurt.
Easton Stick.
Is that the fourth?
Easton Stick.
That's it. Since 2010.
Rivers went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Rivers went 10 straight years, didn't miss a start. Tyrod got one. Herbert got 15. And then Herbert, 13 games, wow. Easton Stick. So
I can't believe Philip Rivers never missed even one start.
10 years. And so
crazy.
That to me became one of my takeaways as I went through this because, yes, the really, really bad dysfunctional teams, Cleveland, 28 human beings, Washington, 19 quarterbacks, Minnesota's had 20 different starters, Chicago, 18, which makes sense because they've been searching for it, but it doesn't necessarily mean if you have stability that you'll be good. Although New England, only 8 quarterbacks since 2010, they've been very good. Green Bay, they're always right there. Aaron Rodgers didn't miss like a game. And even like Detroit and Atlanta and Tampa Bay, these are teams that have had great stability and they're usually like playoff teams or close to playoff teams. And so,
well,
I don't know. It's a long way to say it's not only about quarterback stability, it's about coach and system stability.
I'm not here to dismiss a great quarterback, like a truly great quarterback. And even the great systems, I think there are levels to how they can be run, which is the basis of my point with Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. Not to go too far down that road, but yes, I obviously think Kyle Shanahan is an elite coach, an elite play caller with an elite system. And so are there multiple people who could run it at a level that wins football games? Yes. Are there levels to how you can run it? And do I want the quarterback who's going to run it the absolute best? And am I willing to pay for that? My answer at this moment is yes, which is why I think you don't mess around with the whole Brock Purdy thing, because I think as far as available quarterbacks to the Niners right now, that's the best you can do. And that's worth money. Even, and that's why I tried to dismiss that point last week of, is he $45 million better than Mac? Well, no. No, all I need to know is he an inch better than Mac? Is he just a tiny bit better than Mac? And if he is, then yes, I want the best player you can have at that position. But wow, I certainly think there's an open conversation there, because if the guys who are the players we all drool over, we're all jealous of them, and we all want them in our fantasy leagues, they don't go to the Super Bowl. At least they haven't. Patrick does.
Right.
And I know Burrow had a game, and he had to rally to beat Patrick in order to get that game, Joe Burrow. But Lamar never been there, and Josh never been there. So look at players who have been to the Super Bowl, on the other hand, who nobody looked at as they were on their way to the Super Bowl. Nobody looked at those people as, dude, you're elite. You're top five QB. Jalen Hurts was not that. I still don't think he is. Jalen Hurts, very good player, but nobody's like, Jalen Hurts, that's a dog. That's right. Top five.
That's the system. And that's a great example, because if you look at Philly, they've had some really good coaches even throughout the course of the year. Doug Peterson, whatever you think about his time in Jacksonville, when he was there, he won the damn Super Bowl. Right. And another one of the teams I looked at is Detroit. They've only had 7 different quarterbacks since 2010. And Stat Padford was there forever. But if you look at the coaches since 2010, Jim Schwartz, defense, Caldwell, defense, the pencil, defense. And then you finally got a guy biting kneecaps, and it took him some time to to actually ramp up. And during that time, he had an unbelievable offensive coordinator, and he was able to get that thing into a spot. And still, they haven't even been to a Super Bowl. So even though you've only had seven quarterbacks, it's taken stability and head coaching consistency, Campbell now in his fifth year, to get that thing to where now Detroit looks to be like a real good team.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this. Obviously, prior to Hurts, it was Patrick. Then prior to that, it was Matt Stafford. Prior to that, it was Tom Brady. And then there was Patrick, and there was Tom Brady. But then you sneak in a Nick Foles.
Yep.
You sneak in. Now, it's Peyton Manning, but it was Peyton Manning when he literally couldn't – I mean, he couldn't play anymore. And they were not built on scoring the football. The
team was an amazing defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl.
Legion of Boom.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
And that actually, if you want to look at just the numbers, that still might be the greatest quarterback postseason of all time.
Yeah.
He went on a 3 or 4 game heater that we've never seen before.
Eli Manning has won 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
And people do, like, go look at the numbers. Eli Manning, like, he's a very good quarterback, but that's not, at no point were people like, that's one of the top 3 QBs in the game.
No.
Not at all.
And he's only a Hall of Famer, or he will be, because of those 2 games that they won.
The Packers are super interesting because while I think they've had great quarterbacks, I think I can also argue that none of them have really been, and maybe this is unfair because they were old when they left, but none of them have been what they were with the Packers when they were elsewhere. Brett Favre, early in his career, was a cast-off. And then I know he had a great year with Minnesota after he left Green Bay, but he famously was throwing ridiculous picks and threw his team right out of the playoffs that year. Both Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers immediately went to the Jets after that. They were never the same. Jordan Love is a really good player, but like, what would Jordan Love look like if he were on the New York Giants right now? I don't know, and I don't think it would be as good. So like, you can look around the league right now, I think, and you can sort of see which systems and coaches are crushing it. Like, Bo Nix's career is off to a good start. But, like, we had Ron Rivera on yesterday, and we're like, what? You said Kyle Shanahan used to keep you up at night when you had to play him. Who else? He goes, oh, Sean Payton. So is that why Bo Nix is off to a good start? Is he just in a great situation? I've got Sean Payton as a head coach and one of the best defenses in football on the other side of the ball. Start of the fourth quarter on Sunday, Bo Nix had scored 3 points.
Yeah, they were done.
But then they won a football game. So that's where my head suddenly is in the wake of this, what has been a wonderful start for Kyle Shanahan. Matt Stafford didn't win until he got to McVay. Jared Goff was a winner with McVay. Then he was a cast-off. Now Jared Goff is a winner again. You look around the league and you can sort of see some of the teams where it's like, oh, what's built around them? Now the Indianapolis Colts this year, the Tampa Bay Bucks, what's built around these QBs is wonderful. Therefore, they're having success. I am not going to rip apart the idea that some quarterbacks are good and some aren't. That's life. That's real. I believe that. But I also think there's been some guys who have become cast-offs who actually can be successful in this league. And there's guys who've been successful in this league who may...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maybe get elevated a little bit because they're in a good situation.
Of course.
And I'm not going to rip them for that because Brock Purdy is one of those guys.
Absolutely. And I think that Green Bay is a great example. And if you look since 2010, they have had a grand total of two coaches and they've had only seven quarterbacks, which is tied for second fewest among starters. And they've made the playoffs 12 of 15 years. Yep. And that is a lot of double-digit years and a Super Bowl is in there as well. And you went from McCarthy to LaFleur and you had stability and you had Rodgers forever. And then you transitioned to Jordan Love with a couple of other stopgaps in there. And I do think that if we look at this situation with Brock and Mac, this is what made me go down this deep dive is even if you think that Mac in the short term is the dude, the long term is Brock Purdy and Shanahan. If you have a coach that you love and they do, and you have a quarterback that you want to pay and they do, that's what you do. Yeah. You don't tinker with that. As much as I think maybe Mac in the short term can be the answer for the next week, two, four, whatever, long term, the history would tell you that having a coach who stays and having a quarterback who's consistent, that's how you win. It's easy.
You said 14 49ers? 14-49ers.
Have started a game since 2010.
Okay, let's not do it yet because we're right where we are here. And Greg Cosell in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I want you to think about
it. I'd like to give it a whirl. I won't do well. I won't get them all.
You'll get at least 12.
Ooh, you have a lot of faith in me.
Grandy would get them all. Yes. Grandy's, he's in there eating. It's apple time. I apologize.
But this is not my, this is not my strong suit.
No, but when
this is like asking me what number they wear.
But what's funny is when you name a guy and I say that's right, it'll open up two or three other names.
Maybe.
Like there are guys that lead to other guys, and there's a couple that you'd be like, oh my God. And you know what?
I want to give it a whirl.
I'm gonna tease it. I'm gonna tease it this way. All roads in this bit lead.
Wait, Jonathan Kuminga started a game for the Niners at quarterback?
No, but all roads in, and I did this whole deep dive, all 32 teams, one man has started for eight of the 32 since 2010. I want to try that guy
too. Okay. Hey, the kickoff show this Sunday with Lo Neal and Evan Gidding starts at 11 a.m. So if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, we got it for you. It's Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, and the Gold Rush girls are going to be there for a meet and greet, photos, autographs, the whole deal. Next home game is the following Sunday, October 19th, and it is Sunday Night Football. Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk at 3 p.m. You can sign up right now for the free shuttle to the stadium. First come, first serve, so don't wait. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com. Sign up. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, Here for you, here for good. Greg Cosell in 20 minutes. Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.